storm has passed, but recovery efforts are just getting going in Louisiana and Mississippi, and that's where we start today's show. Thank you for watching. My name is Carl Azus. When Hurricane Ida made landfall in southern Louisiana on Sunday and then moved inland, it ripped roofs off homes and buildings, flooded houses and roads, flattened trees, and knocked power lines all over the place. Some of them reportedly wound up in the Mississippi River. We don't know yet how many people were killed in the storm, but the damage in some places was catastrophic. To give you a sense of the storm's strength, this is a shot from a fishing camp when the winds were calm in Port Fouchon, Louisiana. And this is that same shot as the winds and waves of the Category 4 hurricane directly hit the port. The man who sent us this video was not at the camp at the time. About 40 miles northwest of Port Fouchon, every road in the nearby parish was blocked on Sunday night. And about 50 miles north of where Hurricane Ida made landfall, the entire city of New Orleans lost electricity, as did hundreds of thousands of other people throughout Louisiana and part of neighboring Mississippi. Tens of thousands of electrical workers from across the U.S. have been organized to go to the region and work on restoring the power there. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards requested that the federal government approve a major disaster declaration for the state, and President Joe Biden did that. What this means is that federal assistance and money will be made more readily available to help with recovery efforts. Hospitals were damaged and are running on backup power generators. Rescuers are getting reports of people who climbed into their attics and onto their roofs as floodwaters rose around their homes. Louisiana has been hit by Category 4 hurricanes in the past. One time was last year, when Hurricane Laura roared into the community of Cameron. And the other was in 1856, when the last island hurricane struck. Along with Ida, these three storms are tied for the most powerful on record to hit the state. Ida weakened, as hurricanes tend to do, after moving over land. Meteorologists say its big threat now is rain. After dumping as much as 24 inches in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, the system is moving north through Tennessee toward Ohio, and it's expected to soak several states in the region along the way.